We've all seen a log cabin. Such structures were the norm for many Americans early in the country's history. But did you ever see a log cabin with the logs arranged vertically instead of horizontally? There are only a handful in the U.S., and most are here. It's this edition of the American Countryside. It's true, I do travel the countryside for each of the interviews you hear on this show, but I'm also a farmer in Northwest Missouri, and I enjoy sharing stories from agriculture as well. That's why I created the Farming the Countryside show, where I interview guests with information important in farm and ranch country. You can hear us on many local radio stations. Just look for our station list on the Farming the Countryside page on Facebook, or catch it as a podcast on the AgriTalk app or your favorite podcast platform. Listen to Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot BioProven, as we share information those in agriculture need to know.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture is what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
St. Genevieve, Missouri was established in the 1740s and settled mostly by French Canadians. As Jim Baker explains, you can still see much of the town that existed before the founding of this nation.
St. Genevieve is a sleepy little place, and that's worked to our advantage over the years. There was no big sense of urban renewal. The houses that are here really represent a multiple period of historic importance, but we still have buildings built in the 1700s that are used as private residences today. And it's an amazing testament to the fact that so much of that architecture is still being used in the way it was originally intended.
One of the homes preserved here is the Felix Valley home. Mr. Valley ran a business from part of his house.
It's called Menard and Valet, and we've restocked the store here with the different goods you would have seen for sale in about 1830. A lot of manufactured goods from the East, shipped here by steamboat, but then quite a bit of material that would have been imported as well.
They also have a very rare piece of French architecture preserved here.
It's the Beauvais Amoureux House. That building is built in the style that the French were using in the colonial period for their architecture. And the French were known in this region for their vertical log buildings. So in a sense, these are log cabins, but the French used the logs in the walls vertically as opposed to horizontally, which we're used to seeing in the United States.
There are three of those vertical log buildings in St. Genevieve, a true treasure since there are only five others known to exist in the rest of the nation. Many of the buildings are part of the Felix Valley State Historic Site. Traveling the countryside in St. Genevieve, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCray.